Hello, welcome back to Let's Talk About It with your fantastic hosts, Shannon Devlin,
and Malik,
and Danica. Woo!
Woo! Are we going with the topic that was said?
No, Vito.
No. Wow. Anyway, I realized that I like my morals.
What are your morals?
My morals as a Catholic person.
So what does that relate to?
Yeah, what does
so
that mean?
So I went to a party on Friday.
Like a party party?
Party party.
Okay.
And it was Leah's 20th birthday party. And it was like her friends were there and my friends were there, but Courtney wasn't really talking. She was eating a McDonald's sandwich in the corner. I was like, okay, I don't know what's wrong with you. And then Taylor was there. And then Taylor's friends were there.
Okay.
And so I'm a sober sister, quotes Sarah Gavani. So I don't do any of that stuff. And everyone was. And they were like, I don't know. I feel like drinking games at our age are just kind of like overrated. Like, I'm kind of done with that stage of my life, even though I never really went through it, but still it's just like I'm done like watching them, because it's like truth or dare but with drinks.
That's
and so
fair.
I was just like, oh, okay. And then Tori, who never talked to me before in my life, was like, how are you? Cause she was drunk.
So you like your morals because
no,
you don't drink? I'm confused.
Yeah, wait.
Sorry. Okay. I'm going to get to the part of the story.
Oh, yes, oops, I'm not done I'm with
sorry.
The story.
I'm sorry.
So, Tori was like, hey, how's that guy that you brought around for New Year's? And I was like, I'm not with him anymore. And she was like, why not? And I was like, he was still in love with his ex. And she was like, respect. And I was like, what? Okay. Then she told me her whole life story about this boy that she's still in love with, but they broke up because they knew it was time and they knew it wouldn't last forever. But yeah, and then she went into some gruesome details. And I was like, why are you telling me all of this? But I just don't, she's like, yeah, I kind of moved on, but not really. So, but if you really love him, then why wouldn't you still be with him? And that's like one of the things. And then Jenny, I've never talked to Jenny before in my life either. She was saying how much she loved a guy because of something he had. That's the only reason.
Midget parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a weird thing to love about someone.
She's like, it's huge. And I was like, is that the only reason? Like, that's the only reason. Like, you could, in the worst case scenario, you could have a baby with this guy and you don't like the guy whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So then I also like those morals. And then the girl,
What morals are there?
My morals.
Your morals of not staying with someone because they have huge parts.
No, not staying with someone just because they have huge parts.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Interesting.
I was just like, why do you think
I
that?
I feel like that's most people, Shannon. I feel like this lady friend that you have is just really interesting and different.
I think we need a list of the morals that you're proud of after you're done with the story.
Yeah, can I have a list?
I'm not done yet. So then they got sick because they were drinking too much. So then everyone was in the bathroom throwing up. And then me and Taylor and Jenny, we're all just sitting there as Tori was throwing up. Don't know why. Well, I know why. Because we wanted to make sure Tori was okay. And, like, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go home now. And that was my party.
So did you leave?
Yeah, that was my party experience. There was no cake at that party. I was very upset.
Uh-huh.
There was no brownies. It was just alcohol. I don't drink alcohol.
Good job, Shannon.
So I guess that's one of my morals. That I just, Like, you can drink alcohol, but, like, just drinking it so much of it that you're just, like, stupid? I don't understand.
I get that.
Everyone's shaking their head.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on a list of morals.
Yeah, me too.
That is one of the morals.
Like, give us a summary. Like, yeah, what are these?
Like, a few words. Like.
Tori with her boy, she should be with her boy if she truly loves him and not...
See, I feel like these are just opinions. These aren't really morals. But, like, what morals are making these opinions?
I guess... my morals to... I don't know.
Great story.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
That was my crazy weekend. Spring break, 2019.
I mean, my spring break, I was parked at PTC with my car pulled into a spot on the outsides, and it wouldn't start, and there was other cars parked beside me, so I couldn't even jump it because my cables weren't long enough to reach Andrew's car. And so I had to call AAA, and then the guy came, and he was not helpful at all because his jump pack wouldn't work. And then so he called a tow truck that was going to be there in, like, another, like, I don't know, 2 hours or something. And Andrew was, like, in class during this entire thing. And so it was a really fun time out in the cold, you know. And then I finally, I went inside, like, to sit in, like, the lobby area where you can get in. And I came back out, and I sprinted because there was a spot right beside me. And I was like, yes, perfect opportunity. So I stood in the spot until Andrew got out of class. And then he drove his car down. And then I was able to jump it myself, and I called the towing company. I was like, hey, I don't need you guys anymore. So that was my spring break. It was a struggle.
Why didn't you just, like, ask Andrew for his keys?
What do you mean?
Like, be like, hey, can we, like...
Because I couldn't move from the spot.
No, like, he moves to you.
Like, get his keys while he was in class and then drive his car closer to your car?
Well, I mean, it was down there. But I the only reason I was coming outside before the towing company was coming out was because I was going to get his car, like, for him.
Like, before the AAA guy. Like, way in the beginning. Oh. Like, why didn't you get his keys and just...
We're like, hey.
Well, his car was down there. I was just going to, like, walk outside to go, like, walk with him back down.
Do you see what we're saying?
I mean, I guess so. But, I mean, it wouldn't have helped anyway.
All right.
I believe in you.
Thanks. So, I jumped the car myself. Don't need that AAA guy who is not helpful.
You don't need no man.
He came, and he's, like, supposed to check my ID and stuff. All he came, and he's like, what's the problem? And I was like, I need you to jump my car. I don't have a pack. Yeah, and he wasn't helpful. And after I left and went back inside the lobby, I was looking outside, and I could just see him. And he was parked there for, like, another 30 minutes, just sitting by my car. I was like, why are you doing that, you weirdo?
Probably waiting for the tow truck.
No.
Oh.
No, he left. The tow truck came an hour and a half after that. Well, he didn't come because he was 15 minutes out. I called him. I was like, I don't need you. He's like, I'm 15 minutes away. And I'm like, okay, but I started my car.
Starts car, then doesn't work. Hello. Please come back.
Yeah, I stayed on campus for spring break. I hung out with Shannon.
You live a crazy life, Mike.
I was supposed to go to Shannon's party, but it was Avon's 21st. So I did that instead. It was an R8 time. I didn't like the first bar we went to.
Why?
I got super watered down drinks, and I was upset about it. I was drinking shots of liquor and water.
You live a hard life, Mike.
So yeah, they watered them down.
Yeah, real bad. Tell. Yeah, it was terrible. And I put new brakes on my car. I went down to my dad's house. I put new brakes on my car. So if anybody needs new brakes, I can do that. Shannon is looking at me like she doesn't trust me with her car.
I don't trust you with any car.
I need to fix a flat. My tire is like...
I don't know what fix a flat is.
Like, you know how like...
Fixing a flat.
Oh, well, okay.
It like my tire must have like a small hole in it or something. So every time I drive, I have to go to the gas station within a few days. just like to, like yeah. get go where you get free air. So, because it'll I'll fill it up to the recommended 32, and then within, I don't know, 5 minutes of driving, the little light comes on and is like, hey, you need air in your tire. And so I go right away. Sometimes I wait a few days because I'm lazy. But so it was at like 27 or something. But we went to see, because my car used to rock like this while I was driving.
Very well aware.
And so we took it to the mechanic, and I guess he figured out that my tire had something wrong with it. We never got it fixed because he said there's nothing wrong with the car. And and it was at 12.
12 what?
12, like pounds or of pressure or whatever it's called. It's
supposed to be 30.
It's supposed to be 32 in my car, and it was at 12. That's why I was like. But it still goes down, and it's really annoying.
Put some tape over that tire.
Yeah. Or get a new tire.
Do you think I can afford new tires? I'm a broke college student.
That's fair. I just got my refund check today. I'm excited to go get my car inspected again.
Malik.
Yeah.
I eat ramen like every other day for dinner.
Do you not have a meal plan?
I do. I'm waving to these nice people. Hi.
Hi.
I love having tours.
Yeah. It's always so during cute. The show.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, ramen and meal plans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do have a meal plan. So the thing is, the reason I didn't eat on campus during the break was because the first day I had Andrew over, like, to get dinner and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so we got dinner at Romo's. And it was, like, I assumed, like, everything was normal. Like, Romo's would be normal hours, like, until 12. And so we went and got dinner. And then after dinner, we wanted to pick up some ice cream for later. So I walked in, and they were, like, starting to close the gates. And they're like, 1 minute! And I was like, what does that even mean? Is that, like, something food-wise? And then she's like, 30 seconds! And then I, like, checked out, and I was like, what is going on? And I walked out the thing, and then somebody screamed, that's closed! And I, like, felt extremely bad. So I just never went back to Romo's during the break because I just felt so embarrassed.
What does that mean?
I didn't know what was happening, and I was so embarrassed that I didn't want the workers to recognize me, so I just starved myself on ramen.
It's not good. The workers recognize you anyway. I went up to the sandwich shop yesterday, and the lady knew my order. I haven't ordered a sandwich in, like, all semester.
What was your order? Like,
a hot Italian.
Why does she know that?
I have no idea.
Well, then why don't they know mine?
You're not there enough, I guess. I
literally get the po' boy every time.
I don't know. Maybe you don't talk to the right lady.
Southwest and no onions.
Plenty of po' boy. So, yeah. People are running for office.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
Yes. Are you talking about within the school?
No. Outside of the school.
For where?
Outside of Robert Morris University. Like, in the sector of... The 17th District?
17th District,
yeah. Yes. So there's this guy that's running. Raja. Mm-hmm. He has run before.
Okay.
And when he ran, like, in the, like, late 2000s, like, 2008, 2009, me and my friend Grace made a song up about him. We don't know what he stands for. We don't know... if he's a good guy or a bad guy or what even is he, but we made a song up, and I remember it.
Sing the song for us.
So, my name is Raja. I like to dance. I like to wear fancy pants. And then there's something else.
Okay.
I got a song for you, and that's trademarked Grace Buckley and Shannon Devlin. So, hit me up, Raja.
Is it trademarked if you don't actually get it registered?
It's registered.
I think you just need a document that says it's trademarked. That, like, you own it. You just need, like, a...
Yeah, Danica. Pew, pew, pew.
Why would I know this? That's the real question. Why would I have to know this?
See? I should know this after I go to Scotland. Because there's a class.
So, on trademarks?
No, like, on copyrighted stuff.
Yeah. I had a unit in law and ethics.
Didn't you fail that class?
I did not fail that class. I just didn't get high enough grade for it to count towards my major. But I have the credits for it.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm tired, guys.
I'm what tired, does that too.
Mean? That's why I never go to the meetings anymore. You can't say you're tired, Malik.
Why not?
You don't do anything.
I did things yesterday.
Aren't there people who, like, never show up to the meetings?
And
do you have to show up to meetings?
I mean, I guess not. I don't know.
I mean,
I haven't missed one in, like, years, but...
I missed so one. Cool.
Am I? I actually don't remember the last meeting that I missed. It might have been freshman year.
You were also, like, an editor, though.
Yeah.
So. I'm just a meek little designer.
I love... graphic design. I did stuff yesterday.
I did.
What kind of stuff did you do?
I went down to Saturday Light Brigade. They offered me a job. And then I worked an after-school program for them. And then I came back.
So you have a job?
I do.
As of right now?
It's not final, but, like, yeah.
What?
Wait, what?
Like,
what
the schedule isn't final.
Like, what is it doing? What do you do?
So I'll be working at 2 after-school programs throughout the week. And then Saturday mornings, I'll be doing radio production work from 9 to 2, radio production and post-production.
What are the after-school programs?
So 7 through, I think it's 6, 7, and 8th graders.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come to the studio and we, like, show them how to do, like, podcast and stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah, basically what I do here.
With meek little people.
Yeah, just with people that are a lot younger. There
oh,
are.
I must wave. Hi. They're so cute.
He did not look happy.
No.
And then in the summer, I'll have my old job back where I go to the summer camp. What's really cool is this year, it's at Kappa, which is just right across the Warhol Bridge. So I could just walk to the after school program from the office.
Ah, I see.
Yep.
Danica does not see.
I was, like, imagining in my head.
Yeah, it's like a 30-minute walk from the Children's Museum.
Wow.
Yep.
Proud of you, Malik. Look at you adulting.
Getting a job at the same place.
What did you do yesterday, Danica?
What did I do yesterday? What was yesterday?
Monday.
I had work starting at 9 in the morning. Then I had to take one of my last midterms, and I have night classes until 9. And then Andrew came over after that. We got some food for dinner, and then we went back to the dorm and hung out with Sonu. That's it.
What did you do yesterday, Shannon? Why are you tired?
None of your business, Malik.
All right.
What I did yesterday, I went to class. I gave Mike Scholey the FS5. And I saw this opera thing.
I actually wanted to go to that.
See, I didn't want to be there.
Was it required for class?
She's like, we're doing an impromptu field trip.
Yeah, I wanted to be there, but
what was it?
But the reason I wasn't opera. There was because I was at a voice lesson, so.
Like, what about opera?
People singing opera.
My voice teacher used to be part of the Pittsburgh Opera.
Does she know people?
Probably.
She's been like, let's go there.
Yeah, let's just take my voice lesson over there. All of the... Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I know. Beautiful.
It's pretty good.
I'm shooketh.
I'm just ready for summer, honestly.
This is such a boring podcast. Where's our debates, man? You two get in a fight.
If I had to dye my hair, what color should I get?
Like, completely dye? Or just, like, tips? Or, like...
No, completely dye.
Completely dye your hair.
This is the debate.
There was a picture of you with like maroon hair that you sent me.
Yeah, like a dark
burgundy. Like a, yeah. I like that color.
Yeah.
I never sent you that. Must have been your other...
My other what?
His side hoe.
Shannon's new joke is telling me that I'm obsessed with her.
He is.
Whenever I asked a question. That's her response.
But dating question mark?
Now I have another girlfriend. On the side. Yeah. And I'm obsessed with Shannon.
What's the girlfriend's name?
This is news to me.
Okay, I think the girlfriend's name shall be Shauna. I don't know why that name came to my head.
No, it's not a good name. That was my grandma's dog's name.
Oh, no. Okay, we're not going to go with that. Malikia.
Veto.
I accepted. Overruled.
Malik and Malikia.
I see it. I see it right now. But, like, he said that about Sonu's hair, but he, like, does nothing for his own personal appearance.
What do you mean? What did you say about her hair?
He's like, I like it better straight.
Yeah.
Wait, like, do you like it short, though?
Yeah.
I like it short.
Yeah, like how it is today.
Yeah, but whenever it was, like, the end of the day, it started, like, going like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you mean?
Like, around, like, Army Live yesterday.
Yeah. It was just like this.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like her Shirley Temple dolls? Yeah, oh. It looked like that.
Yeah.
Well, I like the curl she has today.
I do nothing.
That's because she took a shower.
Yay, Sonu.
She normally doesn't shower.
See, I'm kind of astonished by that because I tell everyone that I take showers every other day, and they're like, oh my goodness. Aren't you just, like, so greasy? And it's like, no.
I have to shower every day.
Yeah, I shower every day.
My hair will get so greasy.
See, but this, I haven't showered it since yesterday. And so I'll take a shower tomorrow.
Interesting.
I know.
I will take a shower tomorrow morning. Because I have to do my laundry. I'm out of towels now.
Yeah, if I go, like, too long without showering, I'll feel, like, real, like, sweaty and
that's what
uncomfortable.
I'm saying. Like, the only reason, like, I love, like, outdoors and, like, hiking and stuff, but the only reason I can't, like, camp for, like, I wouldn't want to camp for, like, long is because I would only be able to last, like, 2 days without showering.
You get, like, a watering can, like, one of the cans you water flowers, and you just hang it from a tree branch, and there's your shower. That's it. You just fill it with water.
Like, I've never been camping before in his life.
I would put my hair in, like,
I would love to
braids because that way, like, it's out of my face. Like, things aren't getting in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would feel gross.
Have you been camping before?
I have. But it was, like, we weren't, like, in a tent. We were in a trailer.
Okay.
It was fun. It was a fun time. 10 out of 10, would recommend.
So, like, I, like, kind of live out in the country, and me, my brother, and my dad were all, like, camping in our backyard when I was younger, like, at, like, 8 years old or something. But then the neighbors called us and was, like, well, they didn't know we were camping, but they, like, are right beside us, and they always tell us whether there's, like, you know, bear or deer in the area or whatever. And so they called us, and they're, like, hey, the black bear's back. Because it always comes through, like, our yard, like, every year. And so we had to, like, go back inside. So we camped inside in our basement.
So the one time I went camping was with Dini, Emily, and Ben. Emily and Ben, they were, like, they had to be, like, under the age of 10. And Dini, she was my babysitter, who also became, like, a really close friend. So she was probably, like, around her late 50s. And we're out here in, like, the very tippy top of Pennsylvania. Not Erie, though. It was somewhere, like, I don't know. But we could not go to the bathroom in the trailer park. We had to go to where they had showers and bathrooms. She said if it was an emergency and it was late at night, then go in the outhouse, then go in the trailer park. So it was, like, 9 o'clock. So then I think this is late at night. We can't go back. So I go to the bathroom, and she's like, Shannon, we could have went to the thing. And why did you go? Like, there was no. I was like, oh, okay. I guess this isn't late. Then we went to bed.
Yeah, no, 9 o'clock isn't late.
All right. Well, I was like 12. So
oh, Malik, I was telling Shannon that yesterday at 2 a.m. I thought it would be a good idea to, like, plan out my entire RMU career. So that I did
at your 2 o'clock a.m. Your RMU career? What does this mean? What does that mean, your, like, RMU career?
Like, every single semester.
Like, what you want to do?
What classes am I going to take every single semester?
Okay.
And how much credit they're worth, and which ones I will be taking during the summer.
You're going to be here during the summer?
I'm probably not going to stay here, but I might, like, try to take some online or, like, maybe, like, 1 or 2 days a week.
Isn't that, like, $3,000 out of pocket, though?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I haven't figured that out yet, but I am planning on taking two classes during the summer.
Yeah, I can't do that, so.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to afford that because I don't have that money, but we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know how. I wish I could take classes over the summer, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, the only way I could probably afford that is, you know, by working all summer to pay before the summer happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not
good. So don't take classes this summer, take classes next summer.
But I could only afford one class if even it worked all summer, so that's fine.
I see.
My tax return was less than $200, so it's fine.
What a deal.
Yeah.
I don't know what. What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Your tax return.
When you do your taxes, you get a certain amount of money back.
Do you not get paid for anything?
I do get paid for this, but it's like so low that it's not considered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I got taxed. I think I made like $4,500 or something, but in reality they like took like hundreds of dollars out of taxes out from me, so I only made like 38 or something.
Oh my goodness.
So I got $200 back. Yay, broke student.
Oh, Tanika. So sad.
Ramen.
Ramen noodles isn't that good for you.
I know, it has like sodium and stuff. I can't afford stuff.
Oh, speaking of things not being good for you, over spring break, I realized that I've gained 20 pounds. I think it was 20 over since January.
All right, Malik, what are you going to do about it?
Do you think that has anything related to alcohol?
Realistically, it probably could.
Yes, it does.
I have a feeling that's why, Malik.
So my new thing is I'm going to drink less juice. I'm going to drink more water.
Yeah.
I drank lemonade yesterday and the day before. But before that, I was doing pretty good. I was drinking nothing but water.
Drinking water like makes you lose like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I drank nothing but water during spring break, so.
Yeah, and it also like helps fill you up so you don't eat as much. So it's just like water is like clearing out like your nice body, and then you like in taking less sugars and carbs, and it's a great idea.
I eat pretty much nothing but carbs, so that also has to be.
Aquafina is my favorite, and Nestle is my second favorite, I guess, of what I can afford.
Waters taste the same.
I will not argue about this. I almost called you Malik. Shannon.
It basically matters. Like, I understand why you would say water tastes differently.
I'm a hardcore water drinker.
So am I.
And I drink all of the waters. I can tell you which ones. I refuse to drink, what is it? The Great
Deer
Value
Park?
Or whatever. Great the, Value. The Walmart one. It's disgusting.
All right. I just drink tap water.
I can't drink
that's
water.
That's horrible for you.
I would rather waste bottles of water. See, I don't consider myself wasting it, because what I do is I recycle. So I buy up all the water bottles from the store, and then I recycle them. That way nobody else has to buy them. and then throw them away. So I'm just saving the earth, right? I'm saving that one case of water.
Yes.
You're one bottle at a time. Thank you. I'm getting an applause.
Do you celebrate Lent?
No.
Oh, so sad.
No. That's why I'm a terrible Christian.
No, it's okay. I think only Catholics do.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense then, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to choose something to, like, make myself better for Lent, but I know I won't follow it anyway.
So. Yeah, I said juice.
I feel like mine would have to be like something that I want and I can't live without, like, you know, mac and cheese and chicken and sugary things like Reese's.
Yeah, I drink a lot of lemonade.
Yeah. I can't give away, maybe I can give away Reese's. Should I give away Reese's, guys?
You can. I gave away being blatantly rude.
Okay.
Because just like you could be sassy, but being rude is not very nice.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, exactly, everyone.
Everyone, aka two of us.
Yes.
Everyone listening.
Yes, everyone listening. What are you doing?
I'm trying to select something. Oh my god, I don't want to select you. Select.
We found a person. We found this guy. We were in line, and he was just talking to us. And
as people do.
And we were like, and I was like, do you work for the school of business? Because his shirt said school of business. He's like, yeah, an advisor. I said, we're media arts. And he was like, I used to teach media arts classes.
Yeah, so I have his business card. He's like, hey, I have some textbooks. If you ever need some, hit me up.
No, graphics. Like,
yeah, it's like graphics.
Oh, okay.
It's like graphics textbooks.
All right, yeah. I don't need those.
Yeah, he's like typography and intro to graphic design and something about media. And I was like, all right. And then he gave it to Shannon, and I told him, like, she's TV. And then Shannon's just like, I don't need this. You can have it.
No, I said you probably need this more. Right. If I need it, then I'll call you.
You're right. Hey, would you like
putting words in my mouth?
Yeet. Okay, so I made this thing, okay? I don't know. I think I posted it. Nobody probably looked at it, but it's fine. So I made this
thing. About apples?
Yeah,
I liked it.
I made this. So, okay, do you want to see a beautiful time lapse? Because the program I used has time lapses, and it's really cool.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to show you this time lapse, but I guess we can talk as we show it.
This is
all right. I'll just describe.
So here, is it
all right, so there's...
Yeah, it's getting there.
There's a picture of a crate with red circles in it. They look like red circles
right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really flat.
I'm starting to add some highlights onto the apples.
Oh, wait.
Kind of getting the shape.
So I can see.
I'm getting the shape starting to go.
Yeah, we can see some shading. Ooh, there's
you missed some reds right there. Oh, there you go. You erase.
Yeah,
colored
I fixed
in the,
my mistake.
Colored in the crates.
Yeah, I made the wood look more like wood.
Yes.
Have some shading on it.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Are you a graphic design major?
Huh. I don't know, man. I think I'm TV video.
Really? Who's your favorite director?
Steven Spielberg.
Oh, yeah,
you basic.
That's a good choice.
I don't know. I really liked War Horse. It made me cry. So thank you, Steven.
Thank you, Steven.
Took you an
hour. We're on a first name basis.
58 minutes and 3 seconds.
So what's happening right now?
It's done.
Yeah, it's we finished.
It's all done. Okay. Well, I challenged Andrew to do the same, and his would be a total of like 10 seconds. So I'm going to show you his as well.
Okay. Oh. Andrew's red circles. They have some. They look less like red circles. He wrote apples for sale in green on the crate, and then baby.
Yeah, he signed his name Baby.
Okay.
Yep, and that's it.
Yep. All right.
I challenged him to do the same, and that's what he came up with. I do like the texture that he went with, you know?
Yeah.
The texture is nice.
Kind of looks like powdered mold. Sugar.
I was going to say mold.
But they kind of like if it wasn't red circles, they kind of look like strawberries.
Okay.
Like the texture for a strawberry.
Wait, I have to show you though. So I'm doing this for a project, okay? This is for my digital imaging project for the web banners. So we are currently making website banner things. So I made that so far, and I don't know where I'm going with it, but I just thought it looked cool. You can't click on it.
Oh.
Did you click on it? Yeah, because it's a Photoshop file, so you can't
actually load it. Who's Hudson?
It's an actual farmer's market. So your shout out to Hudson's Farmer's Market, Saturdays, from June 1st to October 3rd, 2019. Go there. It's a real thing. You can check it out on Hudson's official city page as well.
All right.
Is Malik looking it up?
Probably.
I'm not, no.
Oh, I'm disappointed in you.
I'm also disappointed.
I don't know where Hudson City is.
It's somewhere in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm not going to Ohio.
I'm not either.
I find it interesting. So I went to Flight, which is a jumping thing, with my friend Sasha. And I said, Sasha, do you know this guy? His name is Andrew, and he's in your major. And he's in your grade, because he's just starting there. And he said, no. So neither one of them know
what
each other.
What major is he?
IT.
Okay.
Isn't that what?
But when did he start?
Like this year. Like this semester.
This fall?
You know what's funny? How like Sam Anthony got like a spray, not a spray tan. He got burnt.
Yeah, in Florida.
So it's like, I went to spring break in Florida.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so speaking of like your IT thing, it's because the IT program is like one of the biggest ones there. So they have them split. Okay. They have them split, and then those people all travel within their peoples to their different classes.
Oh, okay, that
so
makes sense.
So like these two groups, like this one, the one group will have the same schedule, and the other one will have the same.
Like in middle school, where you should have like a homeroom.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So they're all with the same people for the most part. Yeah, that's he doesn't know.
Yeah, so like I get what you're saying, because I thought it was like if. Like me and you and Sasha or Andrew is just like looking the other way all the time. It's like, who's that guy?
No.
But there's a connection. Andrew knows me. Me and Andrew are best friends.
I think you've talked a total of twice.
I said hello.
And you shook his hand.
Because I'm nice.
I think I've waved hi to Andrew.
What?
I think I've waved hi to Andrew twice. That's it.
Yeah, he's really quiet in the morning. You have to see him at night.
I will make it's an real appointment loud with at Andrew night. At night.
You have to see him at night. Wait, but not whenever he's tired. You just can't get him while he's tired. Otherwise, he's a real baby.
I love this app. It's a great app.
What app?
It's like Word. It's like crossword puzzle. Because I'm an old lady.
I used to play those, and then I deleted them.
I used to play Words with friends.
Aw, same.
My papap would beat me all the time, so I just stopped playing.
That's pretty funny.
I just get bored of games really easily.
I'll
play it for like, I don't know, a week, and then I'll just get bored and delete it, and then download the next one. So that's why I never pay anything for games, because I know I'm going to get bored.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. You don't pay anything.
Here, I've never played this game. Shall I play it?
Play the game.
I downloaded it, never played it. What is this? Oh, I guess I have played it, or Andrew has played it. Oh, yay.
Oh, that one that always shows up. Oh, I want to play that.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. We're playing a game, and the sphere is rolling through things. I don't know what it's called, like color bump or something. And
oh, Danica, you're not supposed to touch the black ones. Don't touch the black ones.
I'm not touching the black ones.
Here, let me
see.
Here
you go, Shannon. Thank you. Oh, wait. This game has a lot of advertisements.
Well, yeah, because they want you to play other games.
Oh, sometimes on this game, I know that there's advertisements for the game in the game, and it makes no sense. I already downloaded it. What do you want from me?
I want you to pay for the premium version.
Okay. Yeah, there's no premium version. Here you go. Everyone's going to play the game now.
Wait, so I...
hold the sphere, and you can bring it closer to you as well.
Okay.
If it gets too far out of your reach.
I almost said it.
All right.
And it changes color. Now pink. Wow. Now the ball is pink. It's rolling along down a
She nice hit a really
strip.
Big cube.
Oh.
That might be the end. The cube might be the end. Nope.
No, it's not. Malik.
Wait, give it to Malik now.
All right.
It's a pretty easy game, I guess.
It's pretty difficult. Testing my abilities.
This is a really big tablet.
Well, yeah, she paid a lot of money for that.
I did.
I believe it.
But
what
I
do with this? Oh,
it was
wait,
definitely
was
worth the extra $200 because the smaller one was much smaller. Like my hand could reach like all sides of it while like going like this.
The mini iPad.
No, it was like the 11-inch one, and this is the 12.9.
Is your hand big?
No, I mean it's like a normal size hand, I think.
You know what they say about big hands?
I mean, it's just like maybe a few centimeters bigger than Shannon's.
Yeah. Mine's pretty small.
Okay.
All right, guys, so who's your favorite professor?
Wait, what happened?
You failed.
No, I did fine. I just...
You suck at the game.
The ball just broke.
You suck at the game.
Okay.
My favorite professor right now, Tim Hatfield. Shout out to Tim.
My favorite professor...
Why didn't you...
Nope. My favorite professor doesn't teach here anymore. Latrell Crittenden was my favorite professor here.
My favorite professor? Not because she's a great professor, but because she always had... she always made me laugh. It's because... what's her name? Marcy Henze.
I remember the story
I didn't
Henze.
Learn anything in Marcy Henze's class, but, you know, I enjoyed going... solely to laugh at her unintentional jokes and words and sayings and mannerisms.
It's a math class.
It is a math class, yes. But I also love what's his first name? I also like Smith Hammer. Cause he's nice. He's a nice art teacher.
See,
unlike
never,
some
I,
other art teachers I have.
Wink.
Wink, wink.
Wow, this is a great show. Thank you, I know.
This is always so thrown together. It's
I never have met Smith Hammer. Have heard of him, don't know who he is.
He actually understands that art isn't objective and that it's subjective.
Well, yeah.
So that's why I like him, because another art teacher that I shall not name, but Shannon mentioned it earlier. I didn't name it. You did. I just referred to it. He doesn't
Jones.
Understand that, and he is very objective with his assignments and his grading system.
I meant Tim Jones.
Okay, well, you also mentioned... The art teacher I was talking about.
No, Tim Jones is awesome. No, Hatfield, I can't. I can't. Hatfield is a very, yeah, I get what you're saying. It's very,
yeah.
Like, artsy, fartsy, like studio art, which no one goes to school for studio art if they want to go to RMU.
We do more studio art than a lot of schools.
Yes, that's why I get a BFA. I don't even want that kind.
I am
2 minutes
in the BFA
left.
Track, though.
Actually, we have a minute left. You don't even know what you're talking
Shannon,
about.
Shannon, slide me my iPad.
Breaks the iPad.
It's okay. I have a warranty. All you would have to pay is a nice, I think it's like $60. So pay me $60.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Thank you to, what's it called? Square coverage?
Square. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I love
Costco,
me.
And Costco for their partnership.
I love me some Square...
It's like Square Protection or something.
Yeah, like Square Protection. We used to have it at Toys R Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great, did you know Malik used to work at Toys R Us?
Anytime I say anything, Shannon rolls her eyes and is like, Malik, stop talking.
Wait, but Shannon, have you had a job besides the 3-week one?
This job, producing three shows?
I mean, like outside of Sentry.
No.
Okay. Well, then there you go. You can't make fun of people.
All right, Malik, I'll stop making fun of you.
No, you won't. It's okay.
It is time to end.
Yep.
Thank you for watching. Let's talk about it. I am your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
And I'm Malik.
And I'm Danica.
Woo! Woo! Woo!